The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serda. It's Monday, February 12th, the day after a 25-22 Chiefs overtime win in the Super Bowl. We heard from head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
All right. It's an honor to stand before you. I bring the team with me. We appreciate all the support from Las Vegas. This is a new experience for them, and the hospitality was absolutely phenomenal. The Raider organization for allowing us to practice in their facility and being one of our rivals, but they did that with class. Their equipment guys and field crew were just absolutely first class. And then for our organization and all the great work that they did at the beginning to set everything up for us, what was unbelievable, the hotel that we stayed at, the people there were great. So all in all, a good trip. All of those things were positive, whether we won or lost. And then, excuse me, but we were able to pull one out. That game could have gone either way. I think we all know that. Kyle and the 49ers, John, all those guys are class act. And they've done a heck of a job there. So we felt like it was the two best teams of football playing each other, strong in our own rights in certain spots, and it was a good clash and presented the world really a heck of a football game. And they got an extra quarter of it, which is even a more beautiful thing. So with that, if you have questions.
Good morning, Andy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A couple things for you. First off, I think I understood you to say after the game last night you're coming back for another season. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
To hang with you.
We are. Good reason, then.
That's it.
Why not ride off into the sunset at this point for you?
You know, Adam, I honestly haven't even thought about it, but I get asked it. I mean, I'm still kind of in awe of the game and what went on there. So I really haven't thought why or what or anything else, but people keep asking me. And I keep saying, why did Belichick and Pete retire? You know, those guys, they ask those old guys the question, but I'm the old guy now. So I guess I'm gonna be asked that. But I really haven't gone there. I haven't really thought about it.
What is your team's place in history at this point mean to you?
Yeah, well, listen, it's history. How you write it will be how you write it, and whether it's a dynasty, we don't determine if it's a dynasty. You guys do. So, but I would tell you that it's as fine a group as I've been around, and I've been around. I've been very fortunate to have been around some great organizations and good teams, and this group here and organization are tremendous. And if somebody said dynasty and tagged it onto it, I'd be very proud of that.
Andy, first time for the new overtime rules in a postseason game. Can you share with us what you would have done if you had won the toss?
Yeah, so that can go either way. So we would have kicked the ball off. The officials actually are on top of it right away. They're on it. There were still a couple seconds on the clock, and we have the extra officials on the sideline, and they were asking me what we would do, and I said we would kick off. Major Patrick was on board with it. He was the one who had to go out and do that with the officials. So, and then Dave Tobe making sure that he was there. But that we had already gone through all of that. The advantage of having Mike Frazier is he, like I'm sure their guy does all these studies, and we had it all mapped out. We were able to cover it with the, you know, with the guys, and so everybody knew. Now, when it happened, with that amount of time on the clock, I think we were all like, whoa, you know. So I know what McColl said there. We just had this hard-fought fight, and all of a sudden, it's a walk-off. You know, it's a weird feeling that way.
Andy, yes, for the good morning, for the third consecutive Chiefs Super Bowl, you guys overcame a 10-point deficit. How does that compound and help build the belief?
Yeah, Sam. It's that like that last climb to the observatory, Sam. You know, the last 100 yards, man. The guys never doubt. They see it. They know what they have to do, and they never doubt themselves. It helps that this guy over here is on our team, and he sets such a positive attitude for everybody. And between Patrick, Kelsey, Chris Jones, I could name a bunch of them. There's never any finger pointing. There's never any doubt. And we went at halftime down by 7, and the guys go, "We're right there," you know. And we just need to take care of business. We shot ourselves in the foot a little bit in the first half offensively, but the defense kept us going. That's kind of how the season was. It was a little bit of a microcosm of the season and how it's gone. But the guys they hung together, and special teams had a couple nice plays, big plays, and then the offense got moving, and the defense kept pounding them. It worked out okay.
All right, we're going to go 3 more. We'll start right here.
Andy, Jason Leisure with the Chicago Sun-Times. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes, the advantage of having him. How much margin does he give you in the sense that you don't need everything to be perfect for you guys to have a chance?
Yeah, well, I tell everybody it's all perfect, exactly how we called it. He makes it look easy. I would tell you that. And this is a fluid game with the best athletes in this sport in the world, and you narrowed it down to the top two teams in the world. And he's out there playing like he's playing in the backyard, like it's nothing. And the fourth down play was a naked throw, and he said, "I want that play, and if it's not there for the throw, I'm running it." And so, from a head coaching standpoint, a guy that works with offensive guys, all you can ask for.
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to follow up on Blair's question. Could you, I guess, share a little bit of the analysis that led you to the choice of the fact that you were kicked off, and now that you've seen the overtime play out, the new rules that you know change your thinking at all, and you know if it comes up again?
No. So there are a couple things in there that we do. I mentioned Mike Frazier, our analytics chief there. He does all the work on it, and so like I said, it can go either way, but the one thing it does, it gives you an opportunity to see what you've got to do. And they came down and scored 3 points. You know, you've either got to score 3 or you got to get a touchdown. The one thing that people didn't realize is that clock keeps going. So we were down low there, but you're fixing to start a new quarter. So the game wasn't over in a tie. That wasn't happening, not in the playoffs. And so we would keep playing. And that's it's a unique rule. It doesn't get used very often, but I think it was great for the National Football League. It was great for the viewers of the National Football League. I mean, they got an extra quarter of football, and people love this thing. It's a great sport, and people love watching. So, especially with the competition level so high.
Last question right here. Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you.
You've done something that a number of teams have done before, winning two in a row. The Packers did it early on, the Patriots most recently. You're being called a dynasty. What does it mean to you to maybe try to do something no team has ever done and win three in a row?
Yeah, that would be something. I don't know. Yeah, I just asked that to our this guy right here, Ted. I said, has anybody won it three times? And he goes, no. I said, all right. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we've got great competition in the AFC West. We just had some coaching hirings, and these guys are good football coaches with good quarterbacks, good teams. And so it's not going to just be easy. That's not how this thing rolls. We'll have changeover on our team, which every team has, so you don't know what's there. There's a whole lot of unexpected, and you got to keep battling through it, have a good off season, and then good training camp, and then that ball is shaped kind of funny, so it's got to bounce for you in the right direction. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think a lot about that, but that would I think that would be pretty neat, neat thing to do. But you don't really go there when you're in this thing. You go back to your dark room and the film and the draft coming up and the combine, all those things. That's kind of where you go. You're not talking three-peat. You're some guys do, but it'd be great.
All right, thank you.
Patrick, when you and some of the other guys, Travis, Chris, showed up yesterday, you were all wearing black. Was that an acknowledgement of kind of accepting the villain role, and was that something that you individually decided or collectively decided?
I wish we would have decided that together. I think it just kind of happened that way. We're in Vegas, you have to own your best attire, having those blacks, and I wish I'd have been up there with Trav, because Trav, I feel like, took it all the way over the top, but it was cool to see that we kind of had that unity coming in.
Go ahead, Adam. All right. Hey, Patrick, congratulations on last night. What you talked a little bit about after the game about getting ready for next year and trying to do it again. What would three straight mean to you? And I'll have another question, Ted.
Yeah, no, it's legendary. I mean, just to be able to, no one's ever done it. And we knew it's legendary to win back-to-back. I think eight other teams had done it. We had heard it all week. We had talked to the guys about it, and we felt like we had the best opportunity that we had ever had to go out there and do that. And I'd fell short the year before. And so, I mean, all you could do is come back next year with a fresh mindset, knowing it's going to be even harder. We got to continue to play our best football. We'll celebrate these next few weeks, and then we'll get right back at it.
What does your team's place in history mean to you?
Yeah, it means a ton. Not only for me, but I think I know how hard these guys work. I know how hard these guys get after it. I know how hard the coaches work. I believe we're the hardest working team in the NFL. And for us, all that hard work to pay off, that's something that we always preach, is we believe we work for those moments, for those end-of-game moments, and we prepare ourselves for those. And to be able to have our stamp on this great NFL history is something that I'll never take for granted, and hopefully we can continue to let that thing go.
Morning, Patrick. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the big win. So your playing style is often described as innovative and unpredictable. So if you had to compare it to an approach, a non-football activity, what would that be and why?
Man, that's a great question. I would say something like a top tier lawyer. I think that'd be the third first thing that comes to my head. Someone that has to think on his feet, execute at the right time, and deal with high pressure situations.
Good morning. Congratulations to you on another amazing performance during the Super Bowl. My question for you is, take us to that halftime. You guys walk into the locker room, you're down 10-3. What's the overall message that you had to the team as well as Coach Reed during that moment?
Yeah, I think it was really cool. I mean, honestly, it was just be us. Nothing more, nothing less. Offensively, we knew we weren't playing our best football, but we felt like we weren't executing at a high level. Obviously, the 49ers have a great defense, and you don't execute, they're going to make stops. And we felt like everybody was playing hard. We just got to pick up our execution and continue to get better. And defense had kept us in the game. And so for us, we just said, be us. Let's be us out there. If we're going to go down, let's have fun. Let's enjoy it. Give everything we have, and we'll live with the results after.
Patrick, center aisle. How have you embraced the second phase of your career where you're off the rookie contract and it's going to be harder to get the pieces in place around you and you're not the upstart anymore? Now everybody's been coming for you.
Honestly, I think it's a tribute to the Coach Reed and Brett Veach and continue to bring great players in. I mean, if you look at our defense and how young they are, they're drafting great. They're finding these guys that they can bring in to play and develop, and our coaching staff is developing players. I mean, I always think to our DBs, I mean, we got like five or six guys that are in year one, year two, and then you have Snead. I mean, guys that continue to get better and better. And all you can do is just go to work every single day and try to bring guys along. I thought Rasheed Rice did a great job this year, just continue to get better and better. And that's what great football teams need is guys that just keep coming into the culture that we have built here and continue to get better every single week. And I'll try to keep as much flexibility as I possibly can as far as the cap and stuff like that. But it's a credit to all the guys, people I have around me.
Hey, Patrick, congratulations. What tangible lessons do you think you might have learned from this season, what was a challenging season, a challenging postseason, as you go into next year and try to do something that nobody's ever done and win that third in a row?
I mean, I think always the challenge whenever you win, and what I've learned is how can you get better? How can you continue to get better? That's what it takes. In this league, everybody gets better every single year. And so whenever you win a championship, you celebrate, and you're like, let's just go do it again. And I think that was something that I learned from the first one that we lost when we tried to get the back-to-back is everybody was like, we're just going to run it back and do it again. This is what we're going to do. And I feel like we fell short that way. And so now it's let's get better. Let's find a way, whatever that small thing is, to get better at every single person individually. And then as a team, and let's just come with our best football and our best effort, and hopefully that's coming back and we're able to be, I think it's in New Orleans, and on this podium again.
Patrick, congratulations. Two quick questions. We saw you hit the ground last night after the game, after that touchdown happened. You just were on the ground with your hands on your head. What were the emotions you were feeling in that moment? Was it just relief? What were you feeling? And last night on the podium, you said Kansas City should never be an underdog. Chiefs should never be an underdog. Right now, already, day after the Super Bowl, they are not the favorites for next year. What are you telling people to bet on for the Chiefs for next year?
That first part, I think it was just all the emotions. I mean, to win a football game like that and obviously to win the Super Bowl like that is something you dream of as a little kid. And so I was celebrating with my team. And I started running. I didn't know where I was going. And finally just fell down. Hopefully someone found my helmet. But it was a lot of emotions and just gratitude, man. So thankful just to be able to be in that moment and enjoy that with my teammates. And then as far as the underdog thing, man, I mean, it just gives you a little added motivation going into the offseason. So, like I said, I never feel like we're underdogs. I believe we can win any game that we play in, but we have to continue to prove that every single year.
Patrick, Dave Stevens with the Disability Channel. Most valuable bungler and MVP in 1 year. It's got to be great. But you guys had some burps during the season, and I'm wondering if that's when you really had to become a leader in this team and what you did during those ups and downs to bring this team back together to have the success last night.
Yeah, I want to take the credit, but honestly, it was everybody. I knew it was going to turn around, but the way the guys worked. I mean, whenever stuff got tough, especially in that like receiving room and offensive line or with me, everybody came to work that next day and let's get that extra work in. Let's do those extra things. And when you see that, you know it's going to turn around. And our defense kept us in it all year long, and I knew our offense was going to turn because how hard guys were working every single day. And when you work that hard, usually good things happen. And so it just happened to happen right at the perfect time, and we got that momentum going into the playoffs, and obviously got to win the Super Bowl.
Last question, Mike Brodsky, Florida National News. Patrick, there were a lot of Hall of Famers, MVPs, football royalty coming through Vegas this past week. Were there any words of wisdom that any of them shared that stand out in your mind as being most memorable or helpful?
Yeah, I think I always take so much from when Mike Vick talks to us, man. I mean, I built a great relationship with him whenever he came in. It was kind of that assistant spot in training camp and in the QB room every single day. And I remember the first thing he told me was, hey, you're going to be special. But look at that big man right there. He's going to take you to another level. And I remember coming from him and someone that I had watched my entire life. I was like, man, I mean, if he's saying it, I know he's saying the right things. And so I took that and ran with it. And going into this week, I think he said, be champions, man. He said, go out there, show everybody who y'all are. I always take so much from what he says, man. And he's like the coolest dude in the world, man. So it's always great when he's able to talk to the team.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.